So one strategy to use is just layer it, like clothing. I was layering to say I'm not safe as I leave my house.
Rest assured, it's a big deal that they do that. Don't put me in a situation where
I need to now confront all the behaviors, all the strategies I did to make myself more comfortable in spaces that there will be contradictions, there will be hypocrisy, there will be people lying to my face and on paper, possibly, because it's all about changing the narrative. So did I just encounter like the worst people ever? Is this the majority? And that's why to end trauma, you need hope. Hope to say thank you to those that helped me and that they're gonna get the message. But also every action, there is a reaction. And that's why I didn't go through this process to not have done something with the knowledge, because the anxiety was, what is she gonna do about a job, benefits?
Baby.
I'm thinking, what baby?
You didn't tell her?
Probably not gonna have a baby because we spoke in year one, possibly date one, because of my earlier experiences. I'm not gonna lead someone along. I don't think I'm gonna change my mind.
And that's why.
You're keeping secrets and there's pressure from family members asking questions.
How do you handle that?
Well, I have some ideas. So the first step is to truly get it out and then listen to it and say like,
wow, I can't believe I said that, but also wait a minute,
maybe I shouldn't have said that.
But that's the problem.
You have to say it.
The amount of times this
corrupted, interrupted my life
is inexcusable, and yet no one would get it unless they're there with you.
And that's the problem we all have.
The problem we all have is we don't know what
to do. So I'm going to write it for you. I've modeled it, and now I have the information to fully undo with this thing called drama.
And who to give to the most.
The ones that are healthy.
And the whole point of policy changes is to recognize that when you do take advantage of these populations, it hurts society. So do our part.
Or don't be in these positions of power to begin with.
All these people had different options, and it's all based on what they said.
That's why being an advocate is getting the facts.
I can't change how trauma works. I can't change a person's personality.
All I can know is what they understand, because their confusion, delusion is not real.
I'll explain how I know this.
But I have to do it through the PTSD memory. So I'm going to let them tell the story.
All right. It came up. So the next thing you're going to hear is 12 minutes or so of it coming up over and over and over again.
And then there'll be lots of noise at once. I'm layering it.
I'm not hiding.
I'm saying,
I don't feel safe sharing this. And yet you have to.
You have to get close to that edge and look over. And when he pushes you off of it, because that's what he said with specificity, you don't fall.
Look
for that great impact that you cannot control.
You float.
You float.
Like the balloon in biofeedback of RIC.
Let's start there. I'm going to look for RIC notes. And as I look for RIC notes,
I'm certain I'll find other things. And that's library.
To remind me, be brave. You've done this before. Just like a library.
Just like how the iCloud's a real cloud.
It's not, but that's the point.
And Northwestern Memorial Hospital, the reviews are in.
They protect each other.
All right.
If you are in a position where the words do no harm come up and you're inhibiting someone from having the knowledge that they have to make that good decision, I would not call that a good relationship.
And
if there's like emotional jealousy or something, or I don't know, because it's another woman calling your man.
Well, the thing is I bumped into you
outside Northwestern Memorial Hospital. You asked me why I was there, and you were the only person besides the people that needed to know in my family what had happened.
And to me, that was significant
because you gave a recommendation, and I want to update you to let you know.
No.
You need to actually have an expert with the right specialist. You have to have a specialist with the right expertise for them to do good. Instead, it's just marketing,
because what really happens is they show us how
little care there is
to kids with special needs.
The words of care were there, but the actions
completely misfired.
And so this is the new knowledge that even a doctor with a great review inwardly, with some pretty good reviews, can muck it all up
by not doing her job.
No,
having the same behaviors as them. The non-response, and then when they do respond,
the absolute refusal and removal of a narrative that I stuck with to say, you're a good doctor because you care about kids with special needs.
And it wasn't real.
All right, so now I know, okay.
Society doesn't care as much. So when I'm like, why isn't anyone getting this?
I didn't get it.
They're a class that is easily forgotten. And yet, to me, they are the ones we need to protect the most. Because those little emotions, they turn into something. What do they turn into?
Well, hello.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a purpose for me to be with this one person for 6 years total.
And
a comparing and contrasting of the treatment of animals in one family, household, and another.
Because it goes back to parents and bullying.
Children.
They're going to bully
bullying to half of them.
Then I'm pretty sure they're going to let the animal go by the wayside too.
But how we treat animals is really how we treat people.
All right, this my face and the
absolute certitude
and the absolute
acceptance
disclosure that yes, I abuse animals. I'm thinking, okay, I'm gonna walk away from here. I'm never gonna be near you again until this birthday party.
That was a weird day.
And in December,
I'm gonna have to go back to that house
because you need to go.
Because when a house is yellow
and there's an issue with race,
specifically Asian race,
I don't think you can make that up.
Get them.
Well, I think the biggest thing is the fact that you said there's no phone books anymore. I'm like, yeah, you're right. It's all online. So that
Because you can get the phone number here.
Yeah, so now you can get a lot of your stuff done. You can call the Duluth Police Department, which I know you did, but you The Duluth. Is it Duluth?
Yeah. The one down there in Newbury?
Exactly. So you can call them. But you can also find out addresses and people's names, you know, to contact them directly. So use this as a research tool. Okay,
but you can get the phone.
I don't want my symptoms to be a factor whether they work with Mr. Baker, because I did say this is a timely matter. Anyway, I don't know if I can continue on the case. Mr. Baker can call me anytime. I'm gonna just email you two, and if you think of anything else he needs, let me know. I have a bad feeling that he's gonna be staying up there, and we would have to know how to get him to Chicago. But if he can get to Chicago on his own, that'd be great. Can you figure that out as the aftercare? Okay, thanks.
Just do it. What's up with all these principals who want to be, the word is humiliated, and the beginning sound is hum. There's the origin of buzzing.
Babysit next year's bottle caps.
Hum. Because in order to speak again, I had to be able to make sure my lips could touch. Okay, so no, this is not sex. Yet it is. I learned in stand up. We're not ready to handle this. It's the best we've got. We're screwed. I had gone to the Logan Square Farmer's Market and talked to someone about their services of composting in the city. You have a bucket, you fill it, and they pick it up, and you can compost. And because they do industrial, you can put your chicken bones in there. Interestingly, I come home and I see one of those compost buckets outside, and so I trigger. And that just means I take out my phone and I record myself. I trigger. Why? Because I had brought this up to the board meeting. And they acted like, what? What? I don't understand. Knowing that I have to formulate the words to explain myself. And at that time, I could not do that. My processing was so slow, so it's like, you're acting stupid. Of course I'm bringing up composting to vote on it to see if this can be something we can do. Let's get the vendor in to discuss it. I couldn't say those words back then, so when you know someone has some issue with speech, it is taking advantage when you make it more complicated and act dumb. This behavior is the same behavior of individuals acting dumb in other ways as well. I should never use Siri.
One sec. Sorry, I'm unable to resume. Please try again.
Data-driven, they called it.
So I'm not moving my thumb, I'm moving my lower, my leg, I guess, my hip, my leg, whatever. So I'm pushing it up. I'm doing it the same way every time. But this way you want to actually move. So I'm not moving my thumb, I'm moving my lower, my leg, I guess, my hip, my leg, whatever. So I'm pushing it up. I'm doing it the same way every time until I push up even more. And that's going beyond the boundary, beyond the threshold, I'd say.
And now that we dip it in ink.
It is taking advantage when you make it more complicated and act dumb. This behavior is the same behavior of individuals.
Whose souls are beginning to sink. We're going to go to drowning. Instant acute death, but you're aware of it. And the connection to a celebrity drowning. Not two times.
The best part was is when everyone's like, no, I do have to get this out. They're like, no, you don't. You don't have to get it out. Yes, I do. The glee that they took from trying to read my triggers.
So I'm just moving along this line. That's where my leg, I guess. My hip, my leg.
So I'm not moving my thumb. I'm
wait every time until I push up even more. And that's going beyond the boundary. Beyond the threshold, I'd say.
Here's a little secret how I make these. I'm looking for something that looks like this long. So I'm trying to figure out which one will be about that long. And I think this one might work. 41 seconds. And I actually labeled it. Holy crap, that was pretty good. So, yeah, now I'm going to plop them in the universe. I'm going to create the movie, and then I'm going to try and find them back in here and delete it and get it off the thing. Or I'm going to relive it again and again. So the motivation to get it done is really
well, high. It's at the highest. And sometimes when I talk like that, I think sometimes, oh, you're saying you're high. No, but we will talk about the necessity of weed when it comes to chronic pain and the importance of sleep in any sort of recovery. All right, so we will talk about it. So this should be, I should be creating this now. Hold on, maybe I didn't do it. Better quality. Yeah. We'll just say movie 21, one more, plus one, and then it's in the documents. And then I'm gonna try very hard to remember where these were as soon as it makes it though, not while it's making it. And then if not, I just figured out a strategy. Look, it says it right here. So I can just type it into this box. It'll pop up. This button click, the right side click, right side, delete. Just what I taught Mr. Baker how to use his new computer. So maybe I should check in and see how it's going up there. So your time and energy, where do you want to spend it? So you can't pick up the conversation when there's too much compounding trauma. And that's why when you have friends that have gone to rehab or talk to you about the steps of AA and then want to apologize to you, I just walk know into a you don't have to accept the apology. Oh, but to, in order to help the recovery, you should accept rest in the moment. It's a big deal that they do that. But then like I said, later, there's other stuff that's oh, what's the story? So I can back you up? No, my experience is my experience. So don't put me in a situation where I'm asked. Because quite frankly, with the traumatic brain injury concussion, you're kind of expressive. So I will answer the questions because I was a school teacher. And I think I'm going to answer every question that was muttered up and has been on replay. First one being, what's wrong with every question of I'm the advocacy? Sorry, people in the ER, I did through that. And now I know. All right, this is every girl's story or every person's story. Session one. I'm so sorry I said that. Please forgive me. But also, who cares? In the big scheme of things, let's care about hunger and homelessness and addiction and mental health issues for real, not the people who fake it. Because you got to ask, why are you faking it? Well, I think the answer is because they don't want to be questioned, because they just don't know how to answer, because they've never been honest and they are just too conditioned. All right, as a school teacher, this is a project very important and near dear to my heart, because the more we teach kids to behave appropriately and have respect for their elders and authority figures and also call out baddies, the better we can do for each other, because it's exhausting. And like I said, unless you're invited, I do not want educational questions. Do you understand? I am a highly trained professional teacher, and yet no, unless I'm inviting you, we do not have that conversation, when the conversation was always education and why I got the same story over and over. Did you know said, well, when you did a pretty good job? Nuts, I never would have known that. He was so tall. Never would have known he was in special ed. So horribly behaved. Wow, and that's right. Goal. Thought you were a bad mom. Education. Okay. Fast forward. How long you ago never was know. This? Was you're like, really? You were? When? Was yay speech. Tall? Because I never fell into class. Guess what class I was in?
And that's why the words that first bubbled up during this project were. Keep talking. And who told it to me? Well, my family, because I remember the teacher saying, you know, in class talking. Ask her questions. She doesn't raise her hand, but when I do make her answer, she knows the answer.
So didn't I learn something when I learned to work with kids?
It really does matter. The things people say and modeling the behavior you want to see in the world.
Right, so when I say modeling and model,
I'm not talking about modeling and, you know, in front of a camera. Pay attention. This is educational. We model. It's part of our training. And that's why the word predator does not mean sexual. It means someone who takes advantage of those most at risk or also of narratives that exist in society. And these were the conversations I had with my friend. Daily practicing consent, which I will be defining in my first interview with the physical therapist because she practiced it. It was clear this is part of her life, daily lifestyle, because it was very evident in a medical setting. She was not going to be in a position to be traumatizing. I'll tell you the exact behaviors that enabled us to have a really great relationship and, quite frankly, taught me some strategies how to get out of the house when you have sensations all over, but also be grateful for those memories because I got to relive them one last time. It's done. I never have to go back to Bloomies. I never have to do my mind map to get to downtown Chicago safely because people bump into you. And those are the reverberations, especially with heavy jewelry. And no, I'm sorry or sorry about and that. Excuse me. Well, I always walk my emotions. The wall of buildings.
They're trying to sell me something. These ads
make me feel better.
Constantly. And
the only thing that's going to make me feel better is the goal, safety for my students. That's all I wanted. So the union, you messed up because all I said was give me safety for my students and I'm not going to be like them. Sorry. Thank you. So I just saw the time is 111, which is technology because of because
I can't unhear it. I can't unsee it.
So I
done.
Said,
thank you.
Just choose a name tag. Do not write your name on it. Do not write your real name on it. Do not. Because if my PTSD connects to someone, you're fucking going down with a motherfucking ton of bricks tied to a goddamn boulder because the PTSD will figure it out. And guess what? I can't help making these connections. Tick, 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 tick. Why?
Hey, so this story is absolutely about my cat. Clear trauma.
but also be looking for my poetry, paper, and audio formats.
Well, and Megan Markle is not interested in a family.
She would trigger somebody since she has natural knowledge that I found, and without my experience, I can't share. So I will be sharing Neptune's previous family.
Because Neptune got to be a cat before he
and
died.
And I think I was supposed to rescue him. Thanks, Neppy. I'll see you soon, buddy.
So when it happens, you just have to celebrate. It's a good feeling that absolutely means, huh, this is the right way, because when you speak the truth, everything kind of just changes on a neuromuscular level. Writing is an isolating, extremely exhausting, both physically, mentally, and cognitively task. And what I'm trying to do is share a methodology that I'm pretty sure I created, and that I can finally share. Thank you.
Yeah, again, look at those backpacks. Did they buy...
Basically an ad for her at this point.
Did they buy 10 million backpacks?
No.
Like, I mean...
If you do this, we get a contribute. You know, suspect that Oprah had something to do with that. Like maybe, this is all alleged, but maybe in exchange for, hey, you do this, we get a contribute, you know, something like
well,
that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not denying they got the money, but what did they spend it on?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Like, I mean...
Backpacks?
Yeah, yeah. Again, look at those backpacks. Did they buy...
Basically an ad for her at this
Did they buy 10 million backpacks?